You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Est-ce qu'il y a faute? Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bay? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La Punte with Mark Walton et Derek McGovern.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Euros Punt Podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. Plenty of matches taking place on Tuesday as well, with a whole host of group games, the final group games, in fact, in Group C and D. We've got four games, two of them at 5 p.m, two of them at 8 p.m, and we're going to look ahead to those now. We'll start with a little bit of trivia, as usual. We've got a couple of quiz questions. We've got several pundits lined up as well, with the whole host of games, including Derek McGovern, who's looked ahead to Northern Ireland against Germany for us as well. But as promised, we'll start with the quiz question, as we always do. And today's question for the 21st of June is, who is Turkey's record goal scorer? That's who is Turkey's record goal scorer. We'll give you the answer to that at the end of the podcast. But we start with a look ahead to the games with Ukraine against Poland. That's a 5 p.m. kickoff. And the betting for this game looks like this. Ukraine are 3-1. The draw is 23-10. And Poland are even money. And Poland sitting currently in second place in the group. Almost qualified. A point would secure their way into the last 16. The Ukraine are out with 0 points yet to get off the board in this year's competition, and they haven't scored a goal either, and it doesn't bode well for them in this game. You quite often find that when a team only needs a draw, that tends to be the outcome, but I don't think that will be the case here. I think Poland will go for the win, and at even money, I think Poland are quite an attractive price here. I thought they could be shorter. This will be Poland's third European Championship, their third in a row. They've never progressed past the group stages in the past, but this will be their year, in my opinion. They were the top scorers in the qualification with 33 goals in 10 games, and 13 of those goals were scored by Robert Lewandowski, who's yet to register at the finals in France. He's subject of the enhanced odds offer here. Robert Lewandowski to score in a Poland win. That was 19-10. That's now 2-1. I certainly wouldn't put anybody off that. He's also 5-4 just to score any time. And they're playing against a side who have been knocked out in the group stages in their only previous appearance at the Euro finals. That was back in 2012. And Andriy Shevchenko, who of course is retired now, but he remains the only player to have scored a goal in the Euro finals for the Ukraine. I'm not even sure they managed to get on the score sheet on Tuesday evening. So I'd be leaning towards Poland. I think the headline offer, or the enhanced odds offer, is pretty good. Poland on the double result is 12-5. If you fancy them to get out of the blocks quickly and try and get this game done and dusted. And bear in mind as well that the goal difference between themselves and Germany could decide who tops the group. So we may see Poland go for this a little bit, and therefore we may see a few goals for them. Poland minus a goal on the match betting handicap is 11-4, if that attracts anybody. And just going back to the point that Ukraine haven't scored a goal yet in this year's competition, you can back Poland to win to nil in this game, and that is 15-8 in the betting. So that's one of the games in Group C. We also have Northern Ireland in action against Germany. And we could start with a bit of German perspective on this game, because we spoke to Stefan Biankowski, and he looked ahead to this game for us. He spoke to me earlier on in the day, and let's hear his thoughts on Northern Ireland against Germany on Tuesday evening. The betting for the match looks like this. Northern Ireland 10-1. The draw 9-2. Germany are 2-7. Germany sit top of the group. A point would see them progress. They might need to win to stay above Poland and top the group. So what do you think the German approach will be to this game?
I mean, I think there's obviously the temptation to make a few changes to the squad and maybe try and see out this game with keeping the best players on the bench, perhaps what we might see from England, for example, or other teams as they go into the final group games. But I think what we've seen, or heard rather, from the German camp is that they're very much intent on finishing top of the group and avoiding one of the bigger teams in the next round. So I thoroughly expect Germany to genuinely go into this game and try and pick up all 3 points.
I was looking through who they get. Obviously, they'll get Switzerland, won't they, if they finish second in the group, which wouldn't be a terrible draw for a nation as big as Germany. So does that take the pressure off them a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, today in the press conference, Mats Hummels was actually asked about this, whether, if they were intent on going through and making sure they didn't get France. He wasn't actually sure if he could get France. It was an odd question, but it very much was a case of we're desperate not to finish second. I think that, like I said, they are intent on finishing first and making sure they don't play any needlessly difficult games. And I think Switzerland, as you said, would be an interesting game. I actually thought they did quite well against France the other night, but they do have their weaknesses. They do look quite open at the back. Even France couldn't do their best to break them down. And although they do look decent in midfield with the likes of Granit Xhaka, who the German team will be well aware of, I think they're a team that Germany would be quite comfortable facing at this stage in the competition.
2-7 for Germany. It's pretty short in the betting. How would you see them winning this? Would you see them running away with it a little bit, or can Northern Ireland stay close to Germany in this game? What do you expect to happen on Tuesday night?
I'd be very surprised if we saw Germany run away with it. I think Northern Ireland have actually played very well as competition, although it's perhaps not the most refreshing style of football. I think they should be applauded for, sticking to their guns and playing the kind of football which we saw them qualify with. Interestingly enough, Jürgen Löw's number two was asked if Thomas Müller would be playing as a lone striker, and he did kind of tease. He said, it's something we've thought about, you just have to wait and see. So I would be surprised if we did see the front line shaked up a little bit, Thomas Müller come in as the lone striker. And that might see Germany score one or two goals, but I think as we saw against Poland and Northern Ireland, this Northern Irish team are very good at just closing things down. So I expect Germany to win this game, but by no means do I think it's going to be a clear win or a runaway. So I'll maybe say, Germany win, but under 2.5 goals perhaps would be my bet.
Yeah, so you're thinking maybe 1-0, possibly 2-0 to Germany, that kind of scoreline?
Yeah, I think that's the kind of bet I would go with, absolutely. I think this Germany team hasn't really clicked up front yet, like we've seen, for example, with France, perhaps. It's been lone talents that have been really pulling their own weight. Perhaps, we never know. I mean, this is the third game in a competition, and this might be the game that they click, and that would be unfortunate for the Northern Irish. But from what I've seen so far, I can see Germany going through with one goal, maybe two. And nothing too embarrassing for Northern Ireland, who I think will cause all sorts of trouble on the night.
You mentioned Thomas Müller in passing there as well, saying you think he might end up being the lone striker in this game. He hasn't scored, obviously, in the Euros yet. He's currently 21-20 to score any time. He's also part of our enhanced odds offer here. Thomas Müller to score in a Germany win. That was 11-10, 6-4. Is this a chance for him to make a statement and get back amongst the goals?
Yeah, I think it is. I think everything that's been suggested so far leading up to this game is that they might actually try and put him in as a lone striker. We've seen Mario Götze playing as a lone striker so far. It hasn't really worked. We might actually see just simply Müller and Götze swap positions, Götze move out wide and Müller as a lone striker. And that might be all that's needed because aside from that, there's not many options. Mario Gomez is obviously on the bench, but I think Löw is resigned. He doesn't like to use Gomez unless he absolutely has to. So I would definitely suggest that Müller, in my mind, Müller is going to start up front, so he'd be the safest option for me as an anytime goal scorer. But of course, if your listeners are looking for a cheeky punt, Mario Gomez anytime, as because he would be the first option to come off the bench if things aren't going to plan.
23-20 for Mario Gomez to score first. Score any time, rather.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe worth suggesting as well that with this Northern Irish team who are going to be so pushed back, it might actually be someone like Tony Cruz or Sami Khedira who steps up for the goal. Tony Cruz, in qualification and in the friendly matches leading up to the competition, he was having a lot of fun with his long shots. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he, a little whispers in his ear, like, if you see an opening, go for it, because it seems to me like one of the best options Germany have at the moment as this front line just doesn't look intent on clicking. So Tony Cruz is always worth a goal as well, in my opinion.
Best bet here for this game, then, what would you go with in the end?
I'm afraid it's not anything too wild in terms of speculation. I think a German win in under 2.5 goals is probably my safest bet, or maybe not the safest bet, but probably just the one I think is most likely to happen. And I think in that terms, you know, Germany keep a clean sheet. I'd be very surprised if they conceded against this Northern Irish team. But I do see them scoring one or two goals. So I think under 2.5 goals and a German win would be my bet.
Okay, good stuff. 15-8 in the betting for Germany to win and under 2.5 goals in the game. Stefan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Tuesday night.
Thanks very much. I'll speak to you soon.
Stefan Biankowski there giving his thoughts on the game between Northern Ireland and Germany. We also spoke to Derek McGovern earlier on in the week, who of course features on the Punt podcast throughout the season. Let's hear his thoughts on Northern Ireland against Germany. The Northern Ireland with a superb win last time when people wouldn't have given them much chance.
Well, that's Northern Ireland all over, isn't it? It's all, you know, it's been, they've been like that for 20 years. Play against minnows like San Marino and teams like that, and they'll draw 0-0 or lose 1-0. And then you play against teams that you shouldn't have a prayer against, and they'll come up with a win that you just couldn't have tipped. You know, I can't tip any wins at the moment. Ukraine 2-0 at Northern Ireland 2. I mean, unbelievable result and an unbelievable performance because they deserved it as well. I just couldn't see where that was coming from. Difficult one this because Germany 2-7. Again, you know, you're asking to take long odds on about a team that don't have to win. And I mentioned just before, it might be beneficial, you know, we're recording this early on Sunday before the France game on Sunday afternoon. And the runners-up in Group C play the runners-up in Group A in the next round. Now, runners-up in Group A, if France have won the group, which you'd expect they would do, the runners-up in Group C would be Switzerland. You want to play them in the next round, don't you? So by finishing second in Group C, assuming France have topped Group A, it's happy days for you. So do you take that into account? Do players think about that during a game? Too right they do. They'd be mugs not to. So there's another factor not to back Germany at 2-7. You can't back. Come on. As a punter, you can't take those kind of odds for a team that don't need to win. I'm going to go on another low-scoring game here because basically that's the story of the tournament. What I might do? Because Northern Ireland always raise their game by about 4 stone when they're playing against a team like Germany. I'm going to back Ireland with a start here. A two-goal start is obviously... it's 5-6. I'll go for that. I expected it to be short, and I expected 4-6. 5-6 Northern Ireland plus 2 goals. I'm on that.
Yeah, Northern Ireland plus 1 goal as well, by the way. 13-5 for anybody who's feeling a little bit braver there. It's interesting how that works, really, isn't it? Because normally you get the second in one group playing the winners.
Yes, it's because all the third place rubbish are going through as well. It sort of muddies the waters.
Anything else you like in this market? Any goal scorers or anything in this match, rather, for the Northern Ireland?
I think Germany are being a bit disappointing, haven't they? All their big players don't really seem to have come to the table. Mesut Ozil's been invisible, massively overrated player. Thomas Muller's hardly had a kick. Götze has been disappointing. I have to say, I haven't been impressed with Germany. And Toni Kroos has been getting a lot of publicity, but he's been given acres of space in midfield. I'm not massively impressed by Germany here, but you've got to expect, I suppose, Muller to come good, and he's even to score against Northern Ireland. So I suppose I wouldn't put too many people off that, but I would rather back someone like Gareth Bale at 6-4 to score at any time than Thomas Muller.
So that's the serious business out of the way then. That's the pundits' tips for this game. It's also time for my favourite part of the podcast, as I've already mentioned on a previous edition. It's time for the country file, and today's is about Northern Ireland. So let's hear from Lee Phelps and find out a little bit more about Northern Ireland.
Welcome to Northern Ireland, where Game of Thrones employs more locals than the civil service. There's an annual bog snorkeling competition here. Now, if you don't know what bog snorkeling is, it's a sporting event which consists of competitors completing 2 consecutive lengths of a water-filled trench cut through a peat bog in the shortest time possible. Not for the faint-hearted. John Wood Dunlop invented the pneumatic tyre in Belfast, while Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven was first played at Ulster Hall. Classic. Let's finish with this one, it'll make you hungry. The Ulster Fry is one of the best known dishes in Northern Ireland, and while it's loaded with things that will make the health conscious run in terror, it's utterly delicious. Bacon, egg, soda bread, sausage, potato bread, mushrooms, fried tomato, baked beans, and pudding.
It's Superb. That's Lee Phelps giving us his country file for Northern Ireland. Then they face Germany on Tuesday evening in their final game in Group C. Let's move on to Group D next. We're going to look ahead to Croatia against Spain. We've got Karl Macić standing by. He spoke to Lee Phelps earlier in the day. I'll just give you the betting before we hear from those guys. Croatia 100-30, the draw 2-1, Spain 21-20. What do they think will happen at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night?
I think Croatia will definitely want to secure themselves second place, even if that just means a draw against Spain. Obviously, head-to-head comes into account, and Czech Republic and Croatia drew 2-2 there in their own game. So if Czech Republic, if word reaches Croatia at halftime, perhaps Czech are beaten Turkey, then you might see them step it up a bit. But of course, they're likely to be without Luka Modric, which is going to be a big blow for them. You know, he's really one of the ones who makes them tick, along with Rakitic and Brozovic. So if Spain come out with a weaker side, perhaps that's going to lift Croatia's spirits a little bit more, that maybe they could even pull off a shock result. But I think we'd still probably expect Spain to be strong enough to hold them off.
Yeah, the betting for the match itself, 100-30 for Croatia to win. The draw is 2-1. Spain are odds against, just the right side of even money at 21-20, which some people may see as value given what a strong team they are at the European Championships. Interesting to see that Morata is priced up at 8-5 to score any time in this game. He's the joint leading scorer on two. There's a few on two, to be fair, but he is one of them. What would you be leaning towards if you had to have a bet on the game, Carl?
I'd probably stick with a Spain win, maybe try and combine that with something along the way. You know, if there's not too much value in betting on Spain alone to win, then probably look at the goal situation. You know, there's not terribly high goal-scoring games in this competition. I think Croatia's defence is a little leaky, and Spain obviously turned it on in the last game. So possibly be looking at taking a bit of a gamble, if you like, that they will do that again and maybe go for over 2.5 goals and a bit more of an exciting match to finish the group stage with.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Just looking at Spain to win and over 2.5 goals in the game is 11-4. So you need a 2-1 or better there, or 3-0 to Spain, of course, which obviously landed in the Turkey game.
Lee Phelps and Karl Macić there then looking ahead to Croatia against Spain. And the final preview we have for Tuesday's games is for the Czech Republic against Turkey. It's 11-8 for the Czech Republic. The draw 12-5, Turkey 2-1. And Lee spoke to Emre Sarıgül about Turkey's chances. He runs Lee through the many different permutations which could see Turkey qualify. So let's hear his thoughts on that Tuesday evening's game.
We've got two teams who struggle to defend, who have to go for the win. So, I mean, both teams have to win. A draw doesn't help the Czechs either. And one thing going in Turkey's favour going into the tie is Rosicki's out. And he was pretty influential in their 2-2 draw against Croatia. So, I mean, that bodes well. But I don't expect to see the same side that as Phil did against Spain and Croatia. I think we could see the rising star of this Turkish side, Emre Mor. He was snapped up by Borussia Dortmund recently. I think we're going to see him, and we could see Mainz attacking midfielder Yunus Mali, who's had a pretty good season in the Bundesliga. And perhaps Dortmund midfielder Nurishahin, although I would say he picked up a knock in training. So that remains a doubt right now.
So, given that you know what Turkey need to do, and Turkey know what they need to do, what would you be going for as a pick here then, Emre, if you had to go one way or the other?
Personally, as a neutral, I'd go for over 2.5 goals. I think that's likely, because if Turkey win, 1-0 is not enough. They have to win 2-0, at least 2-0. 2-0, depending on Elva's results, could be enough to take them through. 3-0 would be obviously better. 4-0. I mean, there's no limit. I mean, if they can, they're going to try and score as many goals as possible, because there's two groups played after Turkey's game. So there's going to be Group E and Group F, which I don't know the results for. So they're going to have to score as many goals as possible. And the same, well, the Czechs just have to win, and that could be enough to take them through. But they're obviously not going to sit back either. So I think we're going to see goals. And I think Fatih Terim, he's been here before. He knows how to manage a team that's under siege. There are experienced players in this team. I think we could see a surprise result, a surprise performance from Turkey that might surprise a few people, especially with the players coming in who will be desperate to prove themselves. So I'll go for over 2.5 goals and Turkey to win.
So those are our match previews. Then I'll give you the answer to the quiz question that I asked at the start of the podcast in just a moment or two. I do have a little bit more trivia for you here. Where would you traditionally find a chicken breast dessert? Where would you traditionally find a chicken breast dessert? Well, if you fancy one, you better head to Turkey, because that's where you'd find a chicken breast dessert. The question I asked you right at the start of the podcast, who is Turkey's record goal scorer? Well, the answer is Hakan Şükür, who scored 51 goals in 112 games for his country. So that just about does it for today's edition of the Euro Punt podcast. We'll be back tomorrow to look ahead to the games in Group E and Group F. And until then, good luck if you're having a bet, and enjoy the games on Tuesday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.